Father, we come to you this morning with thankful hearts, again, for life, for health, Lord, for the privilege we have to assemble together in your house. Lord, we come before you today, and we bring these requests, as we mentioned outwardly, verbally today, to you. Lord, thou knowest everyone and know every need. The family's lost a loved one. We pray for comfort there. Others that are going through all kinds of problems, especially pray for Sister Betty tomorrow. Lord, she goes to have her leg, her knee replaced. I pray, God, for wisdom for the doctors and nurses there that the procedure will go well according to your will. And Lord, give her peace in her heart, Brother Sam. Lord, that knowing that you're with them, and Lord, you're going to lead and guide, and you're going to bring her through it, and everything's going to be okay according to your will. Now, we do pray for those that are out today, whatever reason they may have. I pray you watch over them. Now, Lord, we come together now. Lord, as we open your word again, Lord, we're talking about prayer today, and I pray, God, you'd help us with this matter. Lord, this is something that you've given us the opportunity to do, the privilege to do, is to pray. And God, I pray you teach us more to pray and how we ought to pray according to your will now. Bless your people together now in Jesus' name. Amen. 2 Chronicles, once again, 7:14. Let's read the verse. I'll read it first, and we'll read it together. 2 Chronicles 7 and verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now let's read together, please. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Amen. I believe that with all my heart, and we need to pray that God will help us to do that. Today, again, we're going to continue with our study about prayer. We're thinking about prayer now. If we pray as we ought to, God said, then will I hear from heaven. Then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. We need to pray. God, this is the word of God. God is true. God's word is true, and I believe it with all my heart. But we need to realize, as God's people, there's something that we have to do. We have responsibility. We really do. We talked last week about Matthew 7, verse 7 through 10, about ask, seek, and knock. We said this was not just if you pray, but we are to pray. We are to ask. We're to seek. We're to knock. And when we do that, this is a command Jesus gave us in this passage of Scripture, Matthew chapter 7. It's a command about praying, by ask, seek, and knock. He said, not only is it a command, if you do this, there's confidence in what you do. There's confidence. If you ask, you will receive. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, it shall be opened unto you. So this is a command and also a confidence in that command. If we do our part, God is going to certainly do his. I believe that, don't you? God's always done his part. I'm afraid we as people have failed our parts many times. I know I have. But thank God he's a merciful God. He's long-suffering. He loves us all. He cares for us, and he wants to help us all to be better every day. So we talked about this last week. We also talked about the comparison of God, our Heavenly Father, and our fathers today. Fathers today will do anything for their children that they can that's good for them. Well, our Father in heaven will do much more than any earthly father could do or would do for us, his children, if we'll ask, seek, and knock, and trust God to provide the needs that we have today. Now, believers should never hesitate to seek God's blessings. God wants us to be blessed. He wants us to seek his blessings, and we do that by asking, seeking, and knocking. We need to do it consistently. We know that God's generosity towards his children every day far exceeds our human understanding. I can't understand the mercy and the grace of God every day in my life. You know, he keeps us safe on the road, traveling back and forth. He gives us help. He gives us strength to do what we do. His blessings far exceed my understanding. I don't know about you. God is so good to all of us every day in our life. Therefore, we need to be persistent in pursuing God. We said last week that there are three ways of knowing God. First of all, by knowing God, it takes faith, first of all. We have to believe God. We take him at his word. There's no reason to doubt God, folks. He's real. He's true. He's a faithful God he really is. We need to have faith in God. We need to focus on God. That is, think more about God daily in our life. You know, we have so much out there in the world to feed our minds, to give us trash in our minds, don't we? Everywhere we turn, go down the road, there's signs everywhere to put trash in our minds. We need to focus more on God every day of our life. By like Brother Alford was talking about, by being observant wherever we go, people and people's needs that they have. We were at a grocery store just recently. My wife and I were checking out, and we noticed the lady that was checking us out was kind of looked like she was depressed. She was going had a hard day, evidently. And we just began to talk to her a little bit and try to encourage the Lord. Found out she had been in church. She's out of church now. She hadn't been in church for a long time, and she was having all kinds of problems. I've dealt marital problems and everything else. And we give her our invitation to church, give her the tracts and all we have, and try to encourage her to come. Pray for her. Her name is Patty. I trust that God will deal with her heart and help her to see that she needs to be back in church also. You know, I'm amazed today. I really am amazed, folks. As you go visiting, the number of, quote, Christians, they tell you they're Christians, but they never come to church. I don't understand that. I don't understand what's going on with people's lives. To think that the world is going to supply their every needs, but the world is not going to supply their needs. They need the Lord in their life. And so we need to try to encourage these people. We talked with a lady just past week in visitation. Her mother passed away in January. Not long after her mother passed away, she found out her sister has cirrhosis of the liver. She's dying now. I mean, she said she's a Christian. She don't go to church. And she used to go to church when she was younger, but she don't now. I mean, I don't understand people. We pray with her. We give her some literature to read and all that. And these kind of people need help. And you know, it's our responsibility, our duty as a Christian to try to help people like that. And listen, you say, well, I don't have time to visit. Let me ask you, do you ever go to the grocery store? You ever go to the gas station? You ever go to Walmart? All these places are places for us to witness that, folks. It really is. I heard this past week on the radio, this man was out in front of a school. He was out there passing out tracts, gospel tracts. And all of a sudden, the policeman pulled up. The school principal had called the policeman, and they went out there and said he had to leave. Said, you can't do that, sir. So the guy, he graciously left, okay? He left, he went somewhere, and he called somebody. He called this place, this lawyer, and the lawyer said, sir, I'm going to fax you the information you need. You take this information, and you go to the schoolhouse, and you give this information to this principal, and you show him what I'm going to give you. He did that. He got the information. He went to the schoolhouse. He got the sheriff out there. He gave him the literature, and the literature that he had said he has every right to pass out free literature to people. He does. Now, where does he get it from? CLA. We have the same stuff. We got it. In the next few weeks, we're going to be implementing that information to you. You have the right, the authority to pass out any free literature that relates to the gospel anywhere you want to go. Now, if you go to a place, a house, and the man says, no soliciting on that door, you don't go there. Okay? But these apartments that have it out front, you know, when you drive in the apartments, they have no soliciting, that's nothing to that. That has nothing to do. You can go in there and pass out this literature anywhere you want to. As long as there's no soliciting on their door individual. This is an individual thing. It can't be a co-op. It's an individual thing. Now, if you have a need, if you have a concern about something you can do as a Christian, if you call CLA, if you go on CLA.com, look on there, they will help you. They will send you any kind of information you need to be able to do what we ought to do as Christians. But see, we have to put forth a little effort. If somebody tells you to get out of here, we like this and walk off. Well, listen, we need to stand up, folks. We really do. And this is one way we can do it, by getting the proper literature that we did. And whenever somebody asks us to leave, just leave. Don't argue. Just leave, okay? And then get your stuff that you need and go back. And you have the permission to do what you ought to do. But we need to pray about these things. Really do. And we need to pray that God would give us that faith that we need to do something for Him and stay focused on Him. It's all about Him, not about us. It's all about Him, folks. And we need to follow through with God's Word. We know God's Word tells us to do certain things, and we need to be busy doing it. And God help us to do that. And First of all, we need to pray. Our efforts will be rewarded. We need to pray, first of all, for ourselves. The psalmist says in Psalm 139, verse 24 and 25, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts," he says, "and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Psalm 139. We need to pray ourselves, about ourselves, first of all, and be prepared when we go out and try to witness to people. So again, we see prayer is very important, and we need to pray. Now, today I want you to turn your Bibles to, Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. We're going to take a look at the prayer here. The prayer of faith. Prayer of faith. You know, faith is so important in our lives as Christians. It's by grace through faith we're saved, isn't it? Amen? It's faith, all about faith. It's also faith in our lives to enable us to do what we ought to do. If it's pray, if it's witness, whatever it is, we need faith in our lives to do that. And we see this here in Mark chapter 11. We'll read a few verses here in just a minute as we get into this. Now, look at verse number 20. Mark chapter 11 and verse number 20. "And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw this disciples and Jesus. They saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, 'Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away.' And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'Have faith in God.'" Have faith in God. Now, we're going to see, first of all, here, when we talk about the prayer of faith, we're going to see a word about power. A word about power. Notice he says here in verse number 22, Jesus said to Peter, "Have faith in God." Have faith in God. What is faith? Faith is a persuasion, a conviction of truth, knowing that God is true. Have faith in God. How is your faith today in God? Is it genuine? Is it real? Do we really believe God? I mean, God says if God's people pray, then he'll hear from heaven. If we give their sins and heal their land, do we really believe that? We need to have faith in God that he will do exactly what he said he would do. So we see about faith, the need for faith. Do I need more faith? Yes, I do. Do we all need more faith? Am I on? Do you hear me? Okay, do we all need faith? We all need more faith, don't we? I know I do. How are we going to get more faith? We have to experience some things in our life, don't we? Faith comes from the Word of God, we know that. But also it comes through experiencing things in our life daily that we go through. He's got more faith now than he had yet last week when he witnessed it, saw this guy witness to that person. See, it encouraged him, you see, because now he's got more faith. Other people are doing it, I should do it, okay? There's something about it. When you see somebody else do something for God, it encourages you, don't it? You go out to eat and you see somebody across the tables over there, how they're blessing. Does it encourage you? It does me, because we know somebody else is doing it too, you know? So faith is very important in our life, the need for faith. He tells Peter, have faith in God, he says. He says in verse number, we see also not only the need for faith, we see the nature of faith. Look at verse 23. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore, if I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, what do? Believe that you what? Receive them, and you shall what? Have them." Faith. We see the nature here of faith. We see the need of faith, the nature of faith. We see the examples here. And we also see the exhortation, how we need to believe when we pray that we're going to receive what we ask Him for. And then God gives us that. He gives us that, you see. So we see the word about power here. God does answer prayer. He does answer prayer. He answered prayer. As far as I know, nobody yesterday got hurt on the job out here. A lot of us are sore still, but none of us got hurt. But God has answered prayer about that. We've been praying all week that people be safe. You know, I know Tower, there's a guy out here Friday. I never seen so much work going on. It's like buzzing around here, saws and everything going on everywhere. Cutting bushes and all, and you know, I'm just thankful that you didn't get hurt. I mean, you could get hurt easily with something like that. But I'm thankful that God protected you. God does answer prayer. And our prayers that are answered are not from our positive thinking, folks. It's not just because we positive think that nothing's going to happen. It's because of the mercy of God.
Amen.
The mercy of God. See, God answers prayers to His children.
Amen.
His children. God loves people, but God especially loves His children.
Amen.
God, the people that love the God. I'm so glad that God answered prayer for me many, many years ago by Christian people praying for me that I'd get saved, you know, and that would help me. So I believe that God does answer prayer. We also see He answers prayers to those that believe, and you must, also we must be clean ourselves. If there's anything in me, God, search my heart and let me know about it. Let me get it out of my heart and get my heart right with you so you can answer my prayer and I can do something for God and be effective for God. Also, we must not pray with our selfish motives when we pray. We must pray for God's will to be done. Not my will, but God's will be done, you see. Also, we see that God answers prayer when we must have our requests be made known for God's kingdom, not for us. In other words, what I pray for is for God. It's not for me, but for God and His kingdom. That His people might be encouraged. His people might be motivated or something that God would do for those people out there. So we see a word about power. We see God answers prayer. He does answer prayer. We need more faith to put in God. Our faith in God is so important in our lives. We also see a word about prayer. Look at verse 25. Verse 25 about prayer. When you stand praying, forgive. Notice, and when I say, when you stand praying, forgive, notice what it says, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Now, that's strong stuff, folks. That's strong stuff. That's why I said I need to ask God daily to search my heart. That I won't have anything in my heart against anybody. Anybody. Because when I do, I can't guarantee, God will not guarantee to answer my prayers. And this is something I wrestle with. I really do. In my life, every day, I don't want anything in my heart against nobody. I really don't. I want to love people. I want to love people, those that seemingly sometimes are not lovingly. I want to love them anyway. But God says here, we see here, what about prayer? The need for forgiveness. Anything against anybody can hinder our prayers, He says. We see that the nature of forgiveness here is not to have any ought in my heart towards anybody. Never anybody. Now, I can't confess, I must say, sometimes things come up in our hearts. And we have to deal with it. We have to deal with it ourselves. We really do. And He says here, we need to get rid of those things in our life, you see. I'm so glad today that as we learn to know God better as a loving Father, we can learn to ask Him what is good for us, and He'll give it to us. As we learn daily how good God is. It's just like you that have children. Maybe they've grown now, but you have grandchildren. When your children, I remember when I was coming up, sometimes I ask my mama or my daddy for something. I ask my mama for things more than did my daddy because my daddy always said no. He was a no guy. But nevertheless, I'd ask my mama for something sometimes and she said, no, you don't need that, you know. But after a while in life, you know, you learn what they'll say no, yes to, what they say no to, right? And then therefore, if you learn to what to ask for. Well, the more we learn about our Father in heaven, well, graciously He is, and how He gives to us, then we know more how to ask from Him what we want and what we need in our life. And that's a principle in life. That's how God works, it really is. So we see the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith is so important in our life. Now, I want to comment about this. Why we pray is important, isn't it? Why we pray is very important. We see that while we pray is as important as prayer itself. Why am I praying this? Why do I ask this? Why am I praying? May I say, first of all, First of all, prayer is not just asking God for things. Okay? Because God knows our needs. He does. Sometimes we need to ask. We do. But prayer is not just asking God for what we want. What we want in our life. We also see that God's Word calls us to pray, doesn't He? Pray without ceasing. We went over last week. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Prayer is an act of obedience. God calls on us to pray, and God will respond. It's obedience. Obeying God is praying. Praying. I'm glad today to know that we have the opportunity to pray. I can come before God anywhere, anytime, and know that He's there to listen to what I have to say. You know, if I'm down and out, if I'm feeling good, if I'm on top of the mountain, no matter where I'm at, He's always there. He's always there to listen to me. If I come with the right attitude and the right heart, you see. We see that prayer is how I communicate to God and how you communicate to God. Now, I said last week, how does God communicate to us? Tell me. Through His Word. He communicates to us through His Word. But we communicate to God through prayer. Just talking to Him, you know. Sometimes I catch myself in the house, maybe somewhere, I'm just talking to God. It sounds like I'm talking to myself, but I'm talking to God, you know. And I love those times that are sweet when I talk to God. Sometimes I get in a song and I sing a song. You know, I just communicate to God. It's wonderful to know that we have a God in heaven, folks, that we can communicate to. And know He's always there. You know, sometimes we just need help. Sometimes we need to pray for others that need help in their lives. And therefore, we see that we communicate with God. Prayer allows us to be able to worship and praise God. We worship God through prayer. We worship God and praise God through prayer sometimes in our life. Prayer also, I like this, prayer also allows us to confess our sins to God. 1 John 1:9, we know that. We confess our sins through prayer. When there's something in our life that should not be there, we can go to God. I don't have to go to anybody else. I can go to God. Tell Him my heart. Tell Him what's on my heart, what should not be in my heart, and only Him and I know it. And He forgives me when I call upon Him. Folks, that's a blessing. That's a blessing to know that. We have a God in heaven that loves us enough that will listen to us and forgive us when we call upon Him and ask Him to forgive us of our sins and our lives, you see. Prayer gives us the opportunity to present to God our requests. Whatever request we have in our life, we can come to God and bring those requests to Him. And we know He's there and He hears us, no matter what it is in our life. Prayer is vital. No wonder God said, if my people shall humble themselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and I'll heal their land. We need to pray, folks. We need to pray, first of all, for ourselves. Ask God to search our hearts. Then pray for one another. Pray for our church. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. We have much to pray about. We really do. Every day in our life. May the Lord help us to do that. Prayer, again, is not just asking God for blessings, but it's also just to be with Him. I've said before, God desires for us as His children to fellowship with Him, to come to Him and talk to Him. That's His desire. Just like you as parents, there's nothing that excites you anymore for your child or for your grandchild to come say, hey, I want to talk to you, does it? Don't that excite you? Don't that make you happy when your children, your grandchildren want to talk to you? I'm sure it does. Well, God in heaven desires for us to just have time with Him, just to fellowship with Him, you see. And God has given us that opportunity. You see, prayer helps others know the love of Jesus. Prayer helps others know the love of Jesus. Brother Alford just talked about that this morning. He saw that guy go to the restaurant and pray with that person. You witnessed the love of Christ right then because of prayer. Because of prayer. See, when you pray in a restaurant, you don't know who's looking at you, who's watching you. You know that? Your prayer may witness to somebody about how much God loves them. How much God loves you. If God loves you, they also love Him, whoever they are. So prayer is very, very important in our lives, you see. Prayer can clear our hearts of obstacles in the way sometimes to do work for God. Sometimes there are things in our life that, you know, we can't help. It may be a bad back, you know. It may be something happened to us, knee surgery, whatever it is. I know people right now would be in church if they could, but they can't because of physical problems. They have. There are obstacles in their life, you see. But prayer helps us have faith in God to realize sooner or later God's going to remove those things. In other words, things don't always stay the same, do they? Every day is different. Every day is different in my life. I'm sure it is yours. And we keep praying God removes these obstacles out of our way and gives us the strength, the help to do what we want to do for God. So we need to pray. We need to pray that way. We really do. Prayer is part of His plan of accomplishing His purpose in this world. Prayer. When God says pray without ceasing, God means it, doesn't He? And when He says pray without ceasing, there's a purpose for that. He don't just say pray without ceasing, just to pray. God has a plan while we pray. While we pray is important. We pray because God has commanded us to pray. God wants us to pray. And praying is perhaps to bring about part of God's plan for us and for those around us in this world which we live in. So we see prayer is very important. Prayer also gives us power. It gives us power over evil, over things in this world that try to trip us up. If we're praying, as Brother Tom Williamson said, Evangelist Tom Williamson says, if we not only have a prayer time, we have a prayer life, prayer is going to help us stay away from evil things. And things won't hinder us. They won't hinder us in our lives, you see, when we pray like we ought to pray. I'm so glad today to know that prayer is always available. It's always available. Morning, noon, night, or day. You know, we've seen that, of course. Whisper the prayer in the morning, whisper the prayer at noon, whisper the prayer in the evening to keep my heart in tune. Amen? We need to do that. Prayer is always available, folks. Not just when I'm going through a tragedy, but when everything is going fine, we need to pray. We need to pray. We don't need to use God. You know, we need to be thankful for God. And know every day of my life that He's helping me through it. He's helping me through it. So prayer is available always. Prayer keeps us humble before God. You know that? If we pray as we ought, we're going to be humble before God. Because we're going to realize, as the songwriter put it, without Him, we can do nothing. We can't do nothing. We can't even walk without God's help and God's strength in our life. So prayer helps us to stay humble before God. And when we stay humble before God, we're going to have a heart of prayer. We're going to have a heart that is humble. That's why God says, if my people shall humble themselves and pray, humble themselves and pray, then He said, I'll hear from heaven. Then I'll hear from heaven. And I believe that with all my heart. May the Lord help us do that. Prayer reminds us that we're not in control. We're not in control. You know, we go a day or so without praying like we ought to, and all of a sudden something happens. And it kind of shakes us up a little bit. You know? We have to realize that, hey, it ain't about me. I'm not in control. But God is. But God is, you know. All about what God can do for us in our lives, you see. He reminds us that. You know, I'm so glad that God gives us the privilege, folks, of fellowshipping with Him through prayer. It's a privilege. It's an honor that God of the universe will allow His children to fellowship with Him through prayer. Through prayer. It really is. Prayer is that privilege we have. Answered prayer. Our answered prayer is a potential here witness for those who doubt. That's why it's so good sometimes to have some people give some testimony how God answered prayer. Because it's a witness to somebody that maybe have been praying for a long time about something and it's never happened. Yet when they hear somebody else has been praying and it's happened, it encourages them. It encourages them. God answered their prayers. He's going to answer my prayers if I keep praying. If I'll just keep praying. If I'll just keep praying. See, prayer strengthens the bonds between believers. I'm so glad we still have prayer time on Wednesday night. I really am. It's a special time. A time we come together and unite our hearts and pray for requests that's on the list. Those that are called out. It's a very special time, folks. A lot of churches don't have that nowadays. You know that? They don't have prayer meeting. That's a special time. He just unites us and bonds us together as we call upon the Lord together and ask Him to do what we need to have done. Prayer can succeed where other means cannot. Prayer can do things for me, for you, that I can't do or you can't do. But prayer can do things for people, for our situations, our needs, whatever it is. Prayer is the greatest tool that God has ever given mankind available. To have our needs met, to have fellowship with God, to pray, to help one another, and all these things that God enables us to do. I'm so glad today, while we pray is very important. It's just as important as prayer itself. You know, we don't want to pray like the hypocrites, standing on the corner to be heard, to be seen. You know, we want to get in the closet sometimes and pray to God ourselves. And when we do that in secret, God says, I'm going to hear you. I'm going to hear your prayer. And then whenever you're out somewhere else praying, God's going to give you the liberty. God's going to give you the strength, the words to say when you need to pray for somebody else too. But it's a matter of experiencing a time with God, prayer. Oh, I would our country would take time for God. I wish we as individuals would take time for God in our lives. You ever find yourself so busy that you don't have time to do what you want to do? Or you don't have time to do what you need to do? I think we all do it sometimes. And you know, sometimes we just have to stop. We just have to stop. Says, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do what I need to do first. Then I'll go out and do what I feel like I need to do. May the Lord help us on this matter of prayer and realize that it's a blessing to be able to pray. We need to pray. God's commanded us to pray. Ask, seek, and knock. If we ask, we're going to receive. He's going to answer us, and He's going to meet every need we have. The doors will open if we'll pray. God help me, God help you to pray as His children, like we did never have before. We need to pray for one another. We need to pray for our church. We need to pray for our country. God will move and have His will in the way. We need revival, folks. We need revival in our lives. Father, we thank You for loving us. We thank You for the opportunity once again to be in Your house. We thank You for prayer, Lord, and how it's so important while we pray. So, Father, may You move in our hearts and our lives today and search us, try our hearts, try our thoughts, search our thoughts, God, and see if there's anything in me, Lord, that needs to be forgiven. Lord, I need to ask forgiveness. Lord, if there is, reveal it to me. God, and help me to ask You to forgive me. Lord, You might help me, Lord, to be what I ought to be. Father, bless Your people today. Bless those, Lord, that are sick, those that are hurting. I just pray, God, You give them encouragement today. Lord, bless them. The service about to go into. Bless brother, our pastor. Bless the singing. Lord, may everything we do here today at Fellowship Baptist Church bring honor and glory to You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.